WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Tuesday morning. And I really am going to lose it. Enough is enough already. I don't know if you can hear that in the background, but this has been going on for months now that they've been doing renovations in the office next door, which, you know, totally understandable. They need to be able to do that. But they need to also be respectful of the neighbors in the building, and pounding nails into the wall next to the radio studio is not the way to do that. And it sounds like they're just hammering into the same spot over and over again. It's taking everything I have in me not to turn around and bang on the wall myself. This is beyond ridiculous. And, you know, we're trying to be good neighbors. We understand you've got to get renovations done. I'm sure if we have things done, it can be distracting in there. But it's, you know, it's when we're in the back studio trying to record with a client, we have to make the client wait because they're making too much noise. I mean, it's pretty simple. After 3 p.m., nobody's in this room till 6 p.m. when nobody will be next door anyway. So that gives you 3 hours to be able to bang on this wall. Just save it for then. Anyway, I made the engineer aware of the fact that we are having some cutouts with the audio. Who knows? Maybe they cut something over there. Generally, we love our neighbors. They're great over there. All the folks that work there and the clients. No, okay, now we're drilling. All right, okay. Anyway, I made the engineer aware that we're having some cutouts with the broadcast. I guess it's both on the radio and on the app, so we are going to see if he can get something done with that. So he'll get that information, you know, when he wakes up and when he's ready. He's semi-retired, so we don't rush him into things. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And one of the other stories that I wanted to bring up this morning, I saw this morning when I was getting ready, and I go through all the different news sites that I check out. And again, because I'm not watching television news in the morning, I am going to just read what's online. And we've been talking a lot about how Eversource is going to be replacing your meter outside of your home with a new smart meter. And that this is going to be happening. Basically, every customer is getting one of these unless you opt out of the plan. And opting out and saying that you don't want a smart meter is going to cost you an additional $26 a month, because they then have to pay someone to come out and read that meter, as opposed to with these smart meters where they can get it remotely at any time. And you heard Christopher Thrasher with Chris McCarthy last week talking about how they are working on trying to make it a program where you don't have to, you know, pay for the opt-out. They're trying to get that removed. But right now, Eversource is going to charge you $26 if you don't want it, because it makes their job easier to have it. Now, I know people are worried that, that means that they can control your electricity remotely and they're going to throttle down your air conditioning and turn off your air conditioning this summer. And I'm not worried about all of that. These are all conspiracy theories from people who just don't want to trust Eversource, which they haven't given us a whole lot of reason to trust them either. I get it. I totally understand. I'm as down on them as you are, and I'm as down on the legislators who allow these things to happen and in cases, some cases, force these things to happen. So I get it. I'm with you on all of that. But I also don't think they're going to be turning off your air conditioning for you in the summertime. Our grid is different than the grid in Texas, where it was a necessity. So, but anyway, this is going to give you supposedly more accurate readings of your electrical use. Unless you're this guy that WCVB wrote about. So he lives in Easton, so not that far from here. And he goes by Brian. He didn't want to give his last name to WCVB. But they replaced his smart meter. They replaced his meter with a smart meter. And since that has happened, he hasn't received an electric bill. And when I say he hasn't received a bill, I mean he's gotten a bill. It's just he hasn't been charged anything. Despite having his air conditioning on all summer and watching TV and having the lights on and running the refrigerator and everything else you do in a house, he's had it running. And so the bill comes back not only as him not having to owe them any money, but that he has credits built up because apparently, according to Eversource, he has solar. But Brian doesn't have solar. In fact, he says his neighborhood doesn't allow for solar. Which that's a whole different thing. But anyway. So they're screwing up his bill, and he's worried that what's going to happen is that eventually Eversource is going to realize their mistake, and then they're going to charge him for all the electricity that he's been using. So he's going to get whacked with a bill for, you know, 4, 5, 6 months worth of electricity, over $1,000, you know, and not be able to afford to pay it. And then you know how that goes. That's not going to be Eversource saying, well, it was our mistake, so we'll give you time to pay it. No, it's going to be like, no, you owe us this bill or we're going to come and shut you off. So he feels that, you know, he understands that, you know, this is a mistake, but that he wants them to realize the mistake. They weren't listening to him when he told them that it was a mistake and that this was happening. And so we got Channel 5 involved, and when Channel 5 contacted them, that's when things started to move on it. And they were going to come out and replace his smart meter, and they can only charge you back 60 days by state law. So even if he's been running this new meter for 6 months and they haven't given him a bill for 6 months, they can only charge him for the last 2 months. That's as far back as they will let you go. Which in the inverse, you know, that's how many months they'll let you go before they come and shut you off. They'll usually, for good customers, give them more time, but they have to give you at least 2 months. They can't shut you off after just 30 days. Unless you've already been shut off before. So this whole debacle, Eversource, I guess, figured out what had happened, and this might happen to you when they come and replace your meter with a smart meter. He said, after News Center 5 got involved, National Grid finally figured out the problem. Sorry, I keep saying Eversource. This is National Grid that he has, but same idea. Eversource is coming and replacing your meter with a smart meter. But National Grid finally figured out the problem. The company says there appears to be a reverse wiring issue in Brian's house that wasn't a problem for his old conventional meter. However, National Grid says reverse wiring can cause smart meters to run backward. The company says this has only happened a handful of times in 170,000 meter replacements so far, and that National Grid will pay to fix the problem. So, first of all, I don't even know what that means, reverse wiring. Secondly, part of me now wonders, maybe Brian just shouldn't have said anything. I wonder if he's kicking himself now and saying, I should have just kept my mouth shut. I'm sure it would have been found out eventually. And that would be stealing. But I don't do it. Would any of you really feel bad if you found out somebody was stealing from one of the utility companies? If you had the chance, wouldn't you? No. He wants to do the right thing, so he wanted to alert them. So, but that's could happen to you. I mean, I guess maybe you could get ahead of that and try to find out if you have reverse wiring, so you can let Eversource or National Grid know when they're coming to put in the smart meter. But I just think that's such a strange thing that they wouldn't be able to tell that as they're installing the meter. I mean, if it runs backwards, wouldn't the person installing it be able to test when they install it to say, is this running forwards or is this running backwards? With the old meter, the original meter, you can just go outside and look at it and watch the numbers flip. And I'm also not convinced that we have the most efficient system with that anyway. I know because my power was out years ago and I went outside to see if that was running, and it was running when I had no power. I was like, well, how does that work? And I guess it was the power was still being sent to the house, even though something was wrong in the house that was keeping the power from being distributed. Okay. Thanks for nothing, Eversource. How long until you get it restored? But anyway, 508-996-0500. Were you a person that was fine with a smart meter, but now it's got you second guessing it? To know that maybe it's not as smart as you thought it was? 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. I've got to take a break here. When we come back, we'll get the news, and then today's edition of the Gen X Files is coming your way. And you know, that could be your date for lunch. Me, myself, and I. You could take yourself out for lunch at Brack's Grill and Tap or Brack's Tavern in Middleborough, and you could be walking out of there for under $20 because they've got those great $12.99 luncheon specials each and every day. So you could be getting something delicious that'll fill you up and get you through the rest of your day. And with that and the tax and the tip, you're probably walking out of there for right around $20. And that certainly beats, you know, going through a drive-through and spending pretty much the same amount. You get a nice home-cooked meal from Brack's Grill and Tap or Brack's Tavern in Middleborough. And the Brack's Grill and Tap locations are in Taunton and Brockton. So it's centrally located. There's a Brack's close by no matter where you are. Plus, they have great dinner specials, drink specials, big portions, affordable prices, family-friendly entertainment and activities, and all kinds of great stuff that they do there, whether it be some of the different events they do, the fundraisers they do for other places in the community who come in and they donate a portion of all the proceeds to that organization. They are really part of the towns and the cities that they're in. So check out Brack's Grill and Tap. Again, Brockton and Taunton for those locations, and Brack's Tavern in Middleborough, and stop in and have yourself a good time and a nice lunch or dinner. All right, we are going to go into the news. When we come back on the other side of that, we'll have today's edition of the Gen X Files. And let's turn things over to Mike Roberts.
The Supreme Court says no to an ICE office on Rikers Island. Postal shipments to the U.S. are down, and six dead in a shooting at a Jerusalem bus stop.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The New York Supreme Court saying no to opening an ICE office on Rikers Island.
Judge Mary Rosato has ruled Mayor Eric Adams' executive order null and void. She called it an impermissible appearance of a conflict of interest since it came weeks after the Trump Justice Department dismissed federal corruption charges against the mayor. Adams' order, which was challenged from the get-go, would have allowed ICE agents into New York City's biggest jail to help with criminal investigations. Critics said it would have violated prisoners' civil rights. The city is appealing the ruling. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Jury selection continues today in the trial of the man accused of trying to assassinate Donald Trump. Defendant Ryan Ruth is representing himself and was scolded by the judge yesterday for some of the questions he wanted to ask potential jurors. Among the questions was one about stopping for a turtle if they encountered one on the road. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is warning Republicans they'll regret reinvestigating the January 6th riots at the U.S. Capitol.
Jeffries says President Trump and House Republicans are trying to whitewash the violence that occurred in and around the Capitol on January 6th, 2021, but that House Democrats won't let it happen. The Democrat from New York said Monday he's picked California Congressman Eric Swalwell to lead Democrats on the newly formed subcommittee. He's also chosen Representatives Jasmine Crockett of Texas and Florida's Jared Moskowitz to sit on the panel. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson has the power to veto any of the picks. I'm Scott Carr in Washington.
President Trump is again vowing to clean up Chicago, although he did call it fake news when asked by a reporter on Sunday if he was going to war with the Windy City.
We're not going to war. We're going to clean up our city. We're going to clean them up so they don't kill five people every weekend. That's not war. That's common sense.
The exchange came as protests were held over the weekend against Trump's repeated threats to deploy federal troops to Chicago. He posted on social media, Chicago, about to find out why it's called the Department of War. Trump has also said that he is considering sending troops to New Orleans to help fight crime, while Homeland Security says raids in Boston by federal immigration police have already begun. Postal shipments to the U.S. are down 80%. Data from the Universal Postal Union noted that 88 shipping providers around the globe have completely or partially suspended shipping to the U.S. The findings come after President Trump ended the de minimis exemption that made lower value shipments exempt from tariffs. While it is likely that many postal services will eventually resume shipments, it's also likely to come at a higher price for customers. Israeli police say six people are dead after a terrorist attack at a bus stop in Jerusalem. Officials said two Palestinian gunmen opened fire yesterday before being shot and killed by a soldier and an armed civilian. Video from the scene showed people fleeing as the gunshots could be heard. Israeli President Isaac Herzog called the gunmen vile and evil terrorists, while Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas spoke against any targeting of Palestinian and Israeli civilians.
WBSM Sports.
Sox beat the Athletics 7-0 last night. Both teams back at it tonight at 10:05.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Waking up to a chilly start on this Tuesday morning. Temperatures in the low and mid-50s may be cause for a sweatshirt as you're stepping out the door. We're looking at a nice sunny start as well, though, so not such bad news here, especially as the sun sticks around into the afternoon. Temperatures still below average, though, this afternoon, with our highs in the upper 60s and low 70s. Clouds creep in as we get to the late afternoon, early evening, continuing into the overnight, and that's as low pressure gets closer and closer. That is going to drive a couple showers as we head into Wednesday. I'm ABC6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right, hit it.
The Gen X Files.
Okay, let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven. We'll start with our celebrity birthdays. Dave Stewart of the 80s band Eurythmics turns 73 years old today. 90s rom-com heartthrob Hugh Grant is 65. Comedy megastar Adam Sandler turns 59. Henry Thomas, who played Elliot in E.T. the Extraterrestrial, and Eric Stonestreet, known for playing Cam on Modern Family, are both 54. Goran Wisnik, who starred on ER after George Clooney's departure, turns 53. And crooner Michael Bublé is 50 today. September 9th, 1965, U.S. newspaper The Hollywood Reporter ran the following advertisement, quote, "Madness folk and rock musicians, singers wanted for acting roles in new TV show, parts for four insane boys." Hence, the Monkees were born. 437 people applied for the job, but the gig went to Mickey Dolenz, Peter Tork, Mike Nesmith, and Davy Jones. And then Tork, Dolenz, and Jones reunited in 1985 for the group's 20th anniversary, and a new wave of monkey mania among Gen Xers was born. September 9th, 1989, New Kids on the Block scored their second U.S. number one single with Hangin' Tough, which was also a number one in the U.K. in 1990. The group went on to number one on the U.S. album chart on this same day with the album Hangin' Tough. September 9th, 1992, Nirvana's Chris Novoselic knocked himself unconscious during the MTV Video Music Awards when he threw his bass up in the air and it came down. He lost it in the stage lights. And it ended up coming down and bonking him right in the head. I actually just saw that clip floating around on Facebook the other day. In 1993, the Palestine Liberation Organization officially recognized Israel as a legitimate state. September 9th, 1995, the original PlayStation was released by Sony. I remember playing it for the first time inside a leech mirror. There's nothing more 90s than saying I played a PlayStation in a leech mirror. Wait, I can think of something that is more 90s. It's this. Also on this date in 1995, Coolio scored his first U.S. number one single with Gangsta's Paradise featuring LV. The song, which earned a Grammy for Best Rap Solo Performance, sampled the chorus of the 1976 Stevie Wonder song Pastime Paradise and was featured in the 1995 movie Dangerous Minds. On September 9th, 1999, was the release of another video game console, this time the Sega Dreamcast. While not as popular as the PlayStation, it is still fondly remembered by those who had one. Nothing better than playing Crazy Taxi on the Sega Dreamcast. That was probably my favorite game on that one. And on this date in 2006, former NSYNC frontman Justin Timberlake released Sexy Back, actually hit number one on the charts with Sexy Back, and it became probably the biggest song around at that time. I remember hearing that come out of Fun 107 nonstop back in those days. That's the Gen X Files for September 9th, 2025, brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven, home of the Porch Sampler, and where you can always get all of their great homemade flavors. The Porch Sampler allows you to sample up to nine different flavors. You can get nine scoops of the same if you want, but up to nine different flavors. So stop in and check out the Porch Sampler and all the great products they have at McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in the Lifestyles Plaza in Fairhaven. All right. So, a lot of video game news today. I guess that's because when the video game companies are introducing their new product, they want to get it out in time for Christmas shopping. And I know that it's, you know, a little bit different these days because now we've got more video game stores, more retailers. We've got Amazon. We've got the ability to get it online. But we have less department stores where, you know, before you'd go and get these in a department store. We've got less brick and mortar stores. We would actually go and pick one up physically. I mean, if you were, I remember when I wanted to buy a Nintendo 64 and I was calling around and asking who had them. And I ended up getting one at a KB Toys in the Independence Mall in Kingston. You know, you think you're going to be able to walk into your local retailer. Nope, they're sold out. So you got to start calling. And in those days, you had toy stores, you had electronic stores, you had department stores, all of these different potential places to find them. Now, where are you going to go? Walmart, Target, GameStop. Although I did notice that when I was in Staples the other day, writing about the bin wins, Staples carries the Nintendo Switch too. So you can get that there if you're looking for one. But in those days, yeah, we had more Leechmere, Kmart. Where else? I mean, if you went to one and they were out of it, you had at least 6 or 7 other options you could go to. Heck, I remember getting games at Bradley's. The Bradley's and the Hyannis Mall, the Cape Cod Mall in Hyannis. Was it? Yeah, it was Bradley's, right? Yeah. That's where I got my Back to the Future game for my birthday. That was my 11th birthday. So, yes, video game news big in there today, music news. And we'll have a new edition of the Gen X Files for you tomorrow. And don't forget, on Thursday, we'll have your chance to win a free porch sampler. I believe that's the last one we'll be giving away this round because, you know, then it's no longer summer anymore. So I think that's the last one we'll have for you to give away. But who knows? Maybe we can come up with a different prize for the brain freeze question of the week. The question's not going to go away. But, you know, maybe we got to just switch up the prize. So 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and chime in. Let me take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. Stay tuned. All right, welcome back in. Let's go to the phones. 508-996-0500. I believe we have our roving reporter, Betty, checking in with us. Good morning, Betty. How are you today?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. How did the Board of Health meeting go last night?
It was interesting. There was an awful lot of discussion. First of all, the meeting ran for 2 hours on a discussion of parallel products and the site, and then they continued for something else. The meeting was interrupted by somebody who Zoom bombed. I've never heard of that before.
Oh man, it's been a while since I've heard about a Zoom bombing.
Yeah, so that disrupted the meeting, and finally they were able to get control of the meeting and throw those people out. But I was listening on the phone, and I heard some nasty things, but I didn't see the visuals, but I guess it was quite pornographic. So that not nice. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess that just, it seems so 2020 that was going on. But so, and this is just one step in the process for the Board of Health deliberations, right? They're going to be doing more of these?
They have to do one more, and they have to make their decision by 9:19. So they started out the meeting with an expert from the Mass Association of Local Board of Health Associates. And that person explained how they had the power to make this decision. It's delegated to them by the legislature. They can make stricter rules, but they can't do less than what the state regs are. So that gave them an idea of what their powers were. Dr. Blanchard chaired the meeting, and she started out by going through the Code of Mass Regulations for the site. Now, some of these were real clear questions. Is it within 500 feet of a residence? No, it's 590 feet. Is it near a public water supply? No, et cetera. Then the discussion got into much more complicated things like traffic. Traffic is a major issue, and they did the traffic study on 2 days during COVID in April 2021, and then they padded the figures by 5%, figuring there'd be 5% more cars on the road, vehicles on the road.
We were in lockdown in April of 2020.
2021.
Oh, 2021. Yeah. Okay. Well, still, I mean, I still would say that's nowhere near an accurate representation because so many people were still working remotely. Were kids even back in school then? I mean, come on.
I know. And that was the argument, that that didn't make sense. So Alex Weiner didn't believe those figures, and he said, there's no data here, you know, you got to give me some figures. Air quality was another issue, and that was from trucks idling at the intersection of Theodore Rice Boulevard and Phillips Road, doors opening. There's already a high incidence of asthma, COPD, and heart disease in this area, and that's probably going to aggravate things more.
I mean, that's a whole other story unto itself, that part of it. But yeah, you're right. I mean, that can't be good for people that already are dealing with those problems, have to deal with these additional ones.
Correct. And then a lot of issues came under what was called potential for creation of nuisances, and that's not as clear in the regulations. It's noise, litter, rats, odors, and other nuisances like a fire. Both fire experts, one for against parallel products and one for parallel products, agreed that a fire was inevitable. It's not if a fire occurs, it's when. And one of the concerns is, how will people evacuate the area if there is a fire, if there's a need for an evacuation? That was a tough one. Rats are inevitable. We've seen that from the E.L. Harvey.
Right, now they're paying, I think it was almost $600,000 that they were fined?
I thought it was $29,000.
Oh, I don't know why I'm coming up with that number. I think you're right. I think I'm thinking of something else.
It was just under $30,000, I think.
But that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
That's probably about a dollar per rat that we saw out in the roads. So, all right, so when's the next meeting for this?
The next meeting will be on the 16th, and I think that's a Tuesday. And they will be making their decision probably at that time. Now, Adam Broski, who was the attorney for the Board of Health, kind of tried to direct them with legal questions that they had to consider. So he served as a consultant. But like I said, Dr. Blanchard chaired the meeting. Attorney Broski said that when they make their decision, if they vote against this site, then they have to cite the reasons for why they made that decision.
All right. Well, it'll definitely be interesting. We'll look forward to speaking with you for that meeting as well.
Okay. And one more quick thing.
Sure.
I didn't stay for the last half. There was some discussion about tattoos, and I wasn't planning on getting a tattoo, so I didn't listen to the people who were applying for tattoo parlors. But somebody told me that there was a motion to have the meeting in person to avoid the situation of the Zoom bombing, and I don't know whether that will be resolved before the 16th.
Maybe we can work it out where if you get a tattoo, if enough people get tattoos, they won't bring parallel products in. Fair trade? I'd say so.
I'd tattoo my whole body if that happened.
All right. Thank you, Betty. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks for taking the call, Tim. Bye-bye.
All right, we got to take a break here. We will be back. Yeah, it was the regular Board of Health meeting. So they had other things that they had to address as well. But just pretty funny that those two things were compiled together. All right, let's take this break. We'll be back in a few.